is your fantasy game week? Are you doing shit? You should listen to this podcast. It might help just a little bit.
Fantasy game week.
Oh, you did the wrong thing.
Hi, and welcome to Fantasy Game Week.
Yeah, good.
There you go, thanks.
Yeah, better.
Where we're going to be discussing Game Week 4. I'm here with Dave.
Yeah.
Didn't introduce myself, did I? I'm Nick.
Yeah, he's still there.
Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah,
good. I'm here.
Tim's here again. Tim was supposed to be a recurring guest, and he's recurring quicker than we'd like.
We're now stuck with him. He has recurred immediately.
Should we talk about Game Week 3 first?
Yeah, that was a fucking bust, wasn't it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You didn't captain KDB on like 40-something percent of...
No, so I was very shrewd, and I think, if you recall last week, I said I anticipated a Man United renaissance. A Man United... There's nothing there.
No, you not nailed that at all.
So I captained Rashford, and although he only got 7 points... The only player in my whole squad who got more than that was Wilson, who got 8. So really, I've made a correct captaining choice for the first time all year.
I think 7 points is pretty respectable, actually, considering how badly last week went for so many people. Yeah. Tim, who'd you captain?
Timo Werner.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, with alongside a lot of people, actually. And he did really well for me.
Well, yeah, it was West Brom, wasn't it? So yep. People anticipated some goals.
So
they did happen.
2 points in total, 4 points as captain. Excellent choice.
Yeah, not great.
So I've had... I can't remember the last time this happened to me, even last season. With the squad I had, with a different captain or a different bench, the maximum I could have done was only 1 point better than I scored.
That's very good, actually.
That's really
good selection.
So there's no bitterness towards game week 3. I'm happy with my squad. I am still, we were talking earlier, I am shocked that Alexander-Arnold got 3 bonus points.
Yeah, I don't think any of us understand why.
Didn't keep a clean sheet.
Yellow card.
Got 1 assist, but did get a yellow card.
Yeah, no, it's shocking. I got quite lucky. Pereira came in for me for Gabriel, who didn't play for some reason. I don't think it's been explained. I did put Meslier on the bench, and he got 10 points, which is really bloody annoying.
And I had him in goal.
Oh, did you? Meslier. Yeah.
See, he was my best player.
Yeah, definitely.
Always good week when your goalie is your top performer.
Mm. Yeah, and I have McCarthy on the bench, is 6 points, so... pretty happy with that selection.
Yeah, I like McCarthy. I think... oh, God, it's almost as if I know what I'm talking about. Last week, I said that after Southampton got dicked last year by Leicester, their response was quite immediate. And how did they respond this time to getting really handed to by Tottenham?
Bam! 1-0 Burnley.
1-0 Burnley.
Yeah. Another Ings goal.
Eat that, Burnley. You bastard.
They haven't looked great yet, have they?
No.
Have they won a game yet?
Very Burnley-like, if you ask me.
Anything else, I mean, not to do with our squad, anything else to discuss from... Yeah, we've got something to talk about. Game week 3.
There was a couple of really errant scores.
We need to talk about young... Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, I guess even at 10 million, he's now making himself worthwhile. Actually, it's more than that, isn't it? 10.1, something like that.
He's still down at 10 for me. Mm. He's got a slight knock, so he might not play.
Maybe that's why.
But yeah, 32 points, top points in the whole league.
Yeah, and I did see that there's been a lot of penalties. So there was a team put together I saw on Reddit, but was essentially just penalty takers, which probably isn't that bad of a shout.
I saw a statistic about the penalties the other day, and I might be able to tell you that statistic right now if you bear with me for, well, not long, just, you know, a matter of seconds.
Just bring it back in, knock up.
And there it is. No, I'm fine with it. So the penalties awarded for handball in the last year were 19. The year before, 14. The year before 6, the year before 18.
In the whole year?
In the whole season.
Wow.
This year, if you extrapolate at the rate it's going, there will be 88 handball penalties given this year.
That's insane.
Holy moly.
Have you seen that?
Get those penalty takers in, boys.
You need to get your Jorginhos. You need to get your Leighton Baineses.
Well, he might get... Okay. That's your point.
Bruno Fernandes becomes a lot more popular.
Jorginho's still there.
Leighton Baines?
Leighton Baines is long gone. He's retired, right?
Yeah, he'd probably still come on for a penalty.
No, I reckon he's still there.
It says retired, but yeah. Do you ever really retire?
No, he's on the bench. He's got his kit on as well.
Bane's Kugo forever. Yeah, so that I like that stat. I thought that was fun.
So even if it's half of that, it's still significantly more than previous ones anyway. Let alone any other penalties that are given away for.
I mean, and there could have been more.
There's already as many handball penalties in the first 3 weeks as there were in the whole 2017-18 season.
Yeah, I mean, VAR is going to have some impact on that, but it is absolutely ludicrous. So you heard it here, like, I don't know, last.
Fifth, sixth.
Really late. Get yourself some penalty takers.
So is there a question then that your fifth midfielder or fourth midfielder
should be
a penalty
team,
taker, shit penalty team? Taker. Yeah.
Yeah, whose Leeds is?
I think it's probably...
Click?
No. Have they had one yet? I would put money on it being Bamford. I don't know. We're only seeing the starts of Rodrigo, but he might turn out to be...
The other question is, which you take from that, is it worth looking at goalkeepers that are really good at saving penalties?
Like?
Patricio.
Patricio.
Well, Martinez. He's always saved one as well.
Martinez has saved a pen before. Tim Krul, when he's back.
Very good penalty saver.
But he is still at Norwich.
Who?
Norwich.
Yes, still at Norwich.
Brilliant. So don't sign him, because...
Who the fuck is signing him?
Speaking of who the fuck is signing who, it's time for our regular segment.
Who the fuck is signing him?
And this week we're asking...
Who the fuck is signing...
Sergio Agüero.
So we're going live to an interview with Larry from Manchester.
All right.
Larry, you're one of the 420 fantasy football players who've transferred in Sergio Agüero this week. What made you do that?
Listen, lads, when you've been around football as much as I have, you know who the big man is. And the big man is Sergio Agüero.
Well, he has been in the past for them, that's for sure.
Listen, the best day of my life... 2012, Sergio Agüero scoring 3-2, QPR, lick my balls. I've had kids, I won't lie, they're fine. I've got married, she's a bag. Man City till I die. Okay. Blue moon. So you want to see my blue moon?
No, I don't. Thank you. One of the things, so we were considering this in the studio, is the reason you've brought him in because Jesus is injured?
Exactly. You know that I know football, and you can tell that I've seen that. Jesus being injured means there's no rotation risk for our man Sergio. He's going to be playing week in, week out, banging in goals, scoring me points.
So he hasn't been playing week in recently? Because I do believe... Oh,
probably because he was being rested.
Probably. But we could go to our statistician and ask him how recently he's been playing... And whether he'll be playing in the future. Tim?
So Sergio Agüero last played in Project Restart and a 5-0 win over Burnley.
When was that?
Back in June.
Yeah. Well, that's a good result.
Right. He's probably being rested. We've got a big game this weekend against City. Who are Man City playing this weekend?
It's Leeds.
Sorry. One second. Oh, she's not fucking working.
It's Leeds.
Leeds. We're playing Leeds.
So, Sergio Agüero is expected back at the end of October.
Listen, prick. I know exactly why that is. Because at the end of October, we've got a big away day against Sheffield United. So he's probably being rested for that. And if you're making out that I don't fucking know about my boy Sergio Agüero, you're taking the piss.
No, it is... clear that you do know. Are you going to be keeping him in for that time?
What, are you saying I've put him in by accident?
Are you going to be deliberately keeping him in?
Listen, prick. I'll be keeping him in till the end of my days. Because he is the boss man, the big boy in blue, the boy who scores the goal, Sergio Agüero. If that's not a chant, I don't know what is.
Right. Well, you heard it here
first.
And I'll
tell you what.
Okay. Back to the studio.
Blue moon. Blue moon. Bada, 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 bada. I would fully sock Sergio's cock.
So we apologise for some of the colourful language that was used in the end
some
of
would call
that.
It blue.
Yeah, quite blue indeed. Now, if you're wondering who we have to credit for the use of...
Sergio Agüero.
Yep, this one comes from a video on YouTube. Shut up. by a man called Pronounce Names. He really fell into the right career. It's called How to Pronounce Sergio Aguero, bracket Spanish, /Argentina, close brackets, pronouncenames.com. This has got 7,400 views, which is that more or less than the Aaron Moy?
It's quite a lot more than the Aaron Moy one. So thank you to that YouTuber. So it's time for a new segment called Who's Gotta Go? Sponsored by Eric Dyer.
Rhea.
Good.
Diarrhea. He did a poo.
He did do a poo.
He did quite a quick poo.
What? Because you would do a quick poo if you had Mourinho. Like,
banging, literally banging on the door.
Can you imagine?
Eric, hurry up, Eric.
Have you got a mask on in there?
You know one of the ones where the wiping just won't end?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine being like, oh, God.
Fuck.
Classic.
Still brown. Yeah. Still brown.
All flushes, throwing it down.
Eric, get down in the pitch. Eric.
Is that Jose?
Yeah.
I'm attempt at.
Jose's my... Eric. No, not going to do it.
We're leaving it?
Yeah, not going to do an Eric.
Jose.
Just do it like a really strained Eric Dyer impression.
Football. Man United. Eric Dyer. Football.
That's pretty good.
Football.
Put that back in.
Say football. Ask me to say football in Jose Mourinho's voice.
Say football in Jose Mourinho's voice.
Football.
Good.
Say Eric in Jose Mourinho's voice.
Eric.
And now you have the whole picture.
Whole picture.
Eric, get out and play
me,
football.
Me, three titles. Everyone else, together, two
Eric,
titles.
Eric, you, three shits.
Shit.
I'm
Eric,
best.
Three shits before kickoff. One shit after kickoff.
I say, Eric, do big shit, then go play football. And he does football, then shit, then more football.
I cannot work with these players.
I actually read the headline. The headline from Jose's response was, what Eric Dyer did wasn't human. And I was like, how big was it? And it turns out what he means is he played two matches in 48 hours. But the headline that was posted was, Jose Mourinho says what Eric Dyer did wasn't human. What he did? Not human. Big elephant shit. Bad football.
Me? Three.
Two Champions League?
Three titles. Three titles. No respect.
Seven.
Eric Dyer. One big poo. Back page of the newspaper.
Me?
Not titles.
Three titles.
Seven. Cristiano Me. Ronaldo. Rim jobs.
Me? Me? Three titles. One big shit.
In that time frame.
Instant respect.
Jose shits like to a schedule, doesn't he? He's
once
a guy
every
who
5 years.
Wakes up, does a shit at 8:30, and then shits again. Sorry, is everyone else doing at least two poos a day?
I don't think I have a schedule for it. I definitely don't have calendars.
Three shits in a day.
Three shits.
One time.
Eric Dyer, one shit in a day, gets big news. Me, three shits, no news.
Me? First.
No respect.
First half, big push, big shit. Second half, looks dodgy. Second shit, third shit. Is there going to be fourth? No. No more shit.
What Eric Dyer did, it was beyond human.
Not human.
Not
inhuman.
Human.
People think when I say this, I'm talking about two matches, 48 hours. Not fair. It's sorted out. But what I mean is big shit. Big shit.
Everyone thinks I talk about football. I just talk about what I saw in the toilet. Not human.
What I smelled in the toilet was not human either.
That's why I went in there, because I wanted to stop anyone else going in there.
People come up to me, they say, Jose, we watched Amazon, the Primes, and you're such a good football manager. What they don't say is, you do big shits.
Amazon told me, we will not film you in the toilet, because we have no respect.
Also, we will not go in the toilet because Eric what? Does stinky shit.
Which player does Jose Mourinho have big respect for?
Timo Pukki?
Big shit.
Big poo.
Who does big poo?
Pukki.
I think Pogba? Big poo.
Pogba.
He would do a big shit. Oh, he's doing a big shit. Sorry about that, Nick. Do you actually want us to talk about who's got to go for a shit? Or do you mean who's got to go out of your fantasy team?
I think, out of preference, the latter.
Why don't we, though, also talk about Who does the best shits?
Best shits, quickest shits, biggest shits.
The whole lot.
Do we have to?
Yeah, 100%. I'm on board. Who does the prettiest shits?
Bruno Fernandes.
Bruno would be nice.
Pretty shit.
Curved. Portuguese.
Portuguese.
Flair. He signs off with a little bit of piss.
He squeezes at the end.
turned up like little Hershey's kisses.
Little turned up shit at the end, yeah. A little flick on the end. It's like his calling card when he goes to the toilet, he doesn't flush. Bruno Binha.
Yeah, I'm on board Bruno for the prettiest shit. So are we saying little Hershey's kisses or are we saying one long curled?
Curled.
One long curly. Yeah. Okay. Biggest shit.
I reckon Jamie Vardy. I reckon all that Red Bull either does one of two things.
Jamie Vardy.
His diet will either back him up or flush him out.
Vardy's interesting because of the diet. I don't know if we can call it a big shit if it's fluid. Because we know that's coming out like brown rain.
Oh, the super poo.
Brown rain. It's like a bad Prince song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the one that he wanted to write. Vardy I don't think would be solid. I think Pogba lays an absolute brick.
Mendy.
Mendy?
No, Mendy doesn't let a big shit.
No.
I reckon Mendy pretends to let a big shit and just sit in the toilet watching like funny videos on YouTube. Doesn't care.
Yeah, Mendy totally comes out of the toilet and is like, boys, the shit I have laid in there, honestly, you could lay bigger shits, but not well.
Not easily.
And actually, all he's done is watch porn up on his phone.
No, he's watched magic tricks on his phone. Or...
Magic porn tricks.
Does such a thing exist?
Where has that one gone?
Where has that football gone?
Oh, the ghost poo.
So, biggest shit. I'm standing by Pogba.
Right.
And now, the last thing, who does the quickest shits? And Eric Dyer, we have got the evidence that he is efficient.
A quick shitter.
Two minutes in that, wasn't it?
Who might be that?
Well, no, but unaided. Eric Dyer was
unaided.
With Jose White.
Eric Dyer was in there and Jose was like, quick go.
Squeezing
Eric, more football, less shit.
Yeah. Three wipes. No shit.
Rashford.
Good result.
No. I'm thinking someone like a Mark Noble. Sits down and gets the job done.
No, he's old now. He has to sit there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a young buck.
Age is a factor.
Mason Greenwood. He prides himself. Precise shooting. Clean shitting, quick in and out the loo. I bet he doesn't even sit down properly. I bet he hovers because his aim's so good.
Butt's hardly touched.
He literally goes straight out, bum. No wipe either because he hasn't even grown pubes yet. So,
how are those two things relevant?
I think the more pubes you have, the more air resistance the poo will. Oh, butt pubes. He's talking about butt pubes.
Mm.
Butthole pubes because the poos get stuck in there. I've probably got one left over right now. I believe the proper term is dingleberries.
I think the term is dingleberries.
That's the little bits. That's all kinds of stuff.
Does a dingleberry have a size?
What else can it be?
Can you not...
Fluff?
Can you
what
not...
else gets dingleberries? Dingleberries?
Does a dingleberry have a size restriction
boxes
on it?
And stuff. Like, it probably gets a bit of fluff in there.
I don't think I've ever seen or found fluff.
Well, I don't know.
Bits of toilet paper?
Three dingleberries.
No respect.
No respect. Eric Dyer? One dingleberry? Man of match.
Okay, so Nick, sorry, what you said? Not the shit thing. You said who should leave your team?
That yes. Now I wish I'd said it with more force.
Yeah, but I think we've all had fun.
Son.
Son's
got to go. Injured, might put in my wild card. Not sure yet, but I kind of fancy freeing up some dollar as well. So downgrade Son, and upgrade maybe a forward. Or another defender.
I don't think he's long-term injured, though. Jose said he won't be playing in the Carabao Cup, but he probably won't be back this weekend either. But, you know, that means he'll be back after international break. He'll be back he'll miss one fixture. I'm not getting rid of him.
But then other people start to come back. So, for example, Guerrero starts to come back. Other forwards start to come back.
Yeah, maybe. I would say, this isn't someone I've got, but if I did have him, I'd be looking to offload Werner. I don't know if you saw the absolute state of him at the end of that Carabao Cup match. Couldn't walk. Couldn't take a penalty because his stupid little legs wouldn't work.
Werner runs really funnily as well. He like I can't even describe it. He doesn't stride. He's not a strider.
Is he a galloper?
No, he's not a galloper.
Is it like
he's more of a T-Rex runner?
Like Sterling does that.
A bit like that. He's a funny little scamperer.
Nick, anyone have you had or do have that you think it's time to go?
So I have both Mitrovic and Antonio, who had relatively easy games this week. Actually, they played each other. I'm talking shite. But
they're both shit. So
Antonio didn't play Mitrovic.
Antonio
played Wolves.
Oh, yeah, he did. So, yeah, and they scored four goals and he didn't manage to get the
single point.
Yeah, he was blanked. Wow. And then Mitrovic as well just couldn't find the back of the net against Villa. He was really average. So I think I'm going to get rid of one of those two. Free up some cash and get in Bamford.
Free up some cashola.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyone, you know, you're desperate to get in. Anyone you maybe wanted to get in, but the price rises hit you?
Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah. See, I went Richarlison, and I think it will pay off evenly in the long run.
Is this another segment of why the hell you got that person in? Because Richarlison's just got injured.
Did I say Richarlison?
Yeah.
Meant Rodriguez. Richarlison has just been injured, right?
Yeah.
We don't know how badly, obviously.
So actually, that means, you know, people will be flocking to Rodriguez or Calvert-Lewin because Everton genuinely look a proper team this year.
I fear for Brighton.
You fear for Brighton?
That's that next game?
Yeah.
I just thought you meant in general.
No.
We got fear for Brighton a little bit.
Calvert-Lewin, you wish you got, but you've missed him for the prize rise. Bamford, I think, is going to stop soon.
Yeah.
He's on goal again. I feel like, he scored each, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I feel like it might be like last year with Pookie. Like, you can have a strong start and then you can just absolutely die on your arse in the Prem if you're not good enough.
It's true. Well,
he did not score enough last season in the Championship. We're going to lose any Leeds listeners we've got, but basically because we've got 16 listeners, the chance of likelihood of a Leeds listener actually
enjoying us.
Everyone from Manchester's gone after bloody Darren earlier.
Should we try and get zero listeners outside of the people who we're friends with and we asked to listen to this program? We're
already nailing that.
That's what we've got currently.
No, but I mean, like, when we get famous, just try and lose all our listeners again.
Oh, that's a big jump.
So almost have a loss of form.
Yeah. Speaking of loss of form, there are four players on FBL who currently have negative form.
I'm actually surprised it's just four, but go on, Dave. Do you know who these players are?
Yeah, some of them are less funny than others. Kieran Gibbs let in quite a few goals in his first game, then got a red card, so he is on negative form.
Do you still have him, Tim?
I never had him in the first place.
No, you didn't. You had two other red cards, I remember.
Yeah,
David, do you still have him?
I've kept him because I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I've left him on the bench too. You don't give a shit
about Gibbs. Like, he's my 4.5 mil defender. He'd be fine. Eric Pieters. Scored an own goal, conceded three goals, didn't play the next game. So his form is currently average at -1.
Not the best.
Egan got a red card, didn't he? That was one of your red cards.
Not mine,
it was
Tim's.
Yeah, it was one of mine,
It was one of Tim's last week. And then the other one that I find really funny is Christensen. So Christensen, you know, first game for Chelsea, no clean sheet, which is 2 points. Second game against Liverpool, I think we all saw him get a red card and they conceded 2 goals, so that was -3. He should have been suspended. They used his suspension during the Carabao Cup so he could come back for the next game. So, you know, Christensen owners were like, yes, back in the money, no waiting. Got a yellow card and conceded 3 goals. So, yeah, those are your four players who, you know, currently in negative points.
You'd hope they'll come back a little bit, but...
Yeah, I think, I mean... They're all regulars for their club, so I'm sure they'll get back into it.
Has Gibbs had a price drop as a result?
I believe Gibbs has dropped to 4.4. Yeah,
so we'll be keeping him until it goes back up, if it ever does.
These prices, so Nick, you are doing all right.
Yeah.
Are you about 20 points above the average now?
Yeah, something like that.
You've beaten the average...
Every week, yeah.
Every week. Yeah. And your squad is now worth...
99.6.
Is that and with nothing left in the bank?
No, that's including what's in the bank.
Okay, so you're left in the bank with team value, adds together 99.6.
Yes, yeah, I've got 0.4 in there.
Seems cruel on a man whose players have performed well.
Yeah, and consistently. It's kind of shocking, really.
Maybe it's something to do with your haircut.
Thanks. Or yours. How much money have you got?
I don't want to say. Reasonable. I could actually check.
Tim, how many dollar bills have you got in fantasy?
Tim, what's your team value?
100 million.
Are you just flat?
No, I was up at 100.2 and I've dropped 0.2 in basically overnight.
My team value is 99.8. I believe I've had losses from Gibbs and Aubameyang, and that's it. Oh, Rodriguez has gone up 0.1 though. Oh, Wilson's also gone down 0.1. How's Callum Wilson gone down 0.1? He's scored 2 goals in 3. It's a bit ridiculous.
It's the same with Ings as well.
Ings has gone up, I think.
No, Ings has gone down.
What?
That can't be the case.
People out there just aren't as clever as we are, and they're selling players due to one bad game. They're too reactionary, and what we are is visionary. And when I say visionary, I mean we can see the future.
Yeah, but not doing as well as we could possibly give them that.
I think you'll find I am 1,800,000th out of everyone in the world. This is the fun thing that it tells you. I like the game week one versus overall. So there are...
Yeah, it weeds out the game you've started.
There are 2,500 people who didn't even play in game week one and are beating me.
There's only 21 who didn't play game week one and are beating me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm like 220,000 in the world. Not so bad.
You're 2,000 overall?
Yeah.
220,000? How many points are you beating me by? Not that many. Not 15?
Yeah, but it's so close to the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's early doors.
Oh, no, you are quite a lot ahead of me, actually. You're 30. How are you 30 ahead of me?
Skills, mate.
Oh, hello, though. Nick, Tim, David. Top 3 in the league that we are in. This podcast is starting to pay off.
Just for us.
Yeah, we're the only ones making it.
Yeah, I know, but you'd hope that we'd inform people who are also listening to it.
We are so crap. But the best thing is, all our friends are worse than us. Yeah, so like...
Out of all of our friends, we're the ones who are most qualified to make this short podcast. Yeah,
exactly.
Very small victories.
We've got this mate, Duncan. He couldn't make this podcast. He doesn't even know what fantasy football is. So that makes us...
I think he doesn't like podcasting on the side, doesn't he? Background noise? Yeah. Studio audience?
Sometimes.
Fucking hell. Genuinely, we need to talk about you doing that. Because this is not a joke to us. This is a genuine career prospect. I've quit teaching.
3 episodes. No respect.
Duncan. One word. One episode. Big respect.
Duncan. 2 episodes. No contribution. No, big respect. You thought I was going to say no respect.
I thought you were going to say no respect.
No, I changed.
So you were going to say no respect.
This is not the special one anymore. This is the clever one.
32 minutes. Even if you cut out a lot of that poo stuff, it's probably enough.
Which is a sentence I hate.
We need to finish it on something, though, because we always do a ditty at the end as well, don't we?
Yeah, you need to do a song.
Why are we not going to keep last week's song?
You can shout out a player again.
Yeah.
No, maybe not. Maybe we just go...
Okay, no, no.
Oh, wait, here's a good song to finish on. It's going to be an original.
Eric. Eric, are you in there? Sorry, no respect. That. You have no respect for this team. We are 1-0 down, and I need you out there. Eric.
Hold the line.
Down, 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 down.
The shit isn't always down, on down, time.
Down, 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 down.
I think I got it down, on the down, walls.
Down, 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 down.
I have ruined down, these down, walls.
I have ruined these walls.
Down, 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 down. I'm sorry, down, Jose, that down, I left down, disappointing you. Down, 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 down. I really needed down, to release down, this giant poo. Down, 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 down. The toilet is down, ruined, it is gone down, all up the sides. Down, 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 down. Was that a cheer? I think we might have equalized. Hold the line.
Down, 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 down.
Shit isn't always down, on time. Down.
Shit isn't always on time.
Eric,
hold the line.
You have no respect. Stop cheating. Stop singing. Eric, what are you doing in there? Eric, get back out there, Eric.
Hold the line.
Eric, what are you doing? Eric, what are you doing?